gentleman, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to announce to you now has an astonishing CV in the world of variety entertainment. He had a triumphant season at the Bankside Workings Men Club Leeds in 1957. Would you please welcome, still fresh as a daisy from that triumph, the one and only Count Arthur Strong!
I shouldn't be having to bring this on. It should be all set up for me. There should be a team of people whose job it is to set all this up for us. Remember that for another night. Whose ever job it is to remember that. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Count Arthur Strong, as you full well know, so don't start any of that up. And this evening, I was going to do it for you, my wonderful memory man act of mine I do. But unfortunately, I am unable to find my turban I wear when I'm doing it. The orange one. I had it at rehearsals this afternoon. Well, I don't know what happened to it after that.
It's behind you!
Oh, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's absolutely delightful for me to be here before you this evening as part of this contemporary, modern, musical event that the BBC, or as I sometimes call it for a joke, the British Broadcasting Corporation. Anyway, if I can get a word in. I'm kind of delighted to be part of it all. And I'll tell you something, they've struck gold dust picking me, because I am one of the few people that can remember what it was like first time round. Oh, we had some wonderful acts in those days. Wonderful acts. Acts like little Lenny Longarms. And his very, very long arms. I'll tell you something, the things he could reach was quite frightening with those long arms. And who else was there? Arnold Cheatham. And I forget what he did. But his mother was deaf, for all you aficionados out there. Oh, and of course, my favourite, who I had the great privilege and honour of working with at the Bradford Alhambra when I got my start in music hall, sadly no longer with us, God bless him. Wee Billy Bugle and his hoop of flames. Oh, he could make that bugle talk, could Billy. What was his last words? Put me out, I'm on flipping fire. Still he went as he would have wanted, up like a sodden bazooka. Here. They say there's still some bits of him on the ceiling at the Alhambra. They haven't got the heart to wipe him off. Or a long enough ladder, if truth be known. That is, mind you, that's not very hygienic, is it? I mean, that's stuck above your head when you're watching Babes in the Wood or something. Falling in your bag of crisps. Oh, dear. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would now like to entertain you further. Would you journey back in time with me to ancient Egypt? Oh, it's exciting. It's a musical. It's going to give me a bloody heart attack, that. I do hope whoever did that won't be doing it for the actual show. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, come to the pyramids as I introduce to you Count Arthur Strong and his little tiny friend, little tiny King Tut. Come on, little tiny Tut. Don't be shy. Say hello to the ladies and gentlemen, why don't you? Ooh, what's the matter? Can't you talk? I see. You've had all your internal organs taken out and your mouth bandaged up. Oh, goodness me, that's a bit of a let-off, isn't it? A bit of a shape. And what's more, you're telling me, they've painted you from head to foot in a resin to waterproof you and wrapped you up in approximately 375 yards of linen bandages. My goodness me, you have been in the war, tiny touch. Tell you what, as you're obviously so down in the dumps, why don't we do one of our little songs we do to cheer yourself up? You're right! It is one of my good ideas! After three, then. One. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do everything better than you. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I'd never have suggested it if I'd known you were going to be so argumentative. I'll tell your mother I'm not bothered. I don't care if she is Queen Cleopatra of the Nile. My dad was the assistant air vice marshal of Doncaster. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Ooh, I'm going to have a drink of me drink. You thought I forgot that, didn't you? Tell you what, Tiny Tot, while I have a drink of me drink, why don't you finish it at the song you were doing, eh? That one was showing something. After three, then. Three. That was you, that! You boggle-eyed bugger! Back of my throat's red raw now because of you! Don't even think of answering me back! No time at all for your temper tantrums, young man! What are you looking at? Trouble with you is you don't know where to draw the line, do you? Hey, see how you like a million years of getting them.